Hi, Mr. Leonard?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey Hill. I don't mean to bother you, but I was just reading some stuff on the internet, and I was hoping you could help me out with a few questions I had for you.
Okay.
You seen the plane at the Pentagon on 9/11?
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering, sir, you saw it hit the Pentagon, right?
Yes, I don't usually talk about this story, though.
Well, the only reason I'm calling is because there's people on the internet going around with all these conspiracy theories and
right. Stuff,
and they're saying, the plane never hit the Pentagon, it flew over the Pentagon, and people were deceived into thinking they saw this. So, I was just wanted to talk to people that saw it with their own eyes, just so I could, just so I could say
I can guarantee you it was a plane that went into the Pentagon. It's something that was so upsetting that I can't really talk about it, though. But it was definitely a plane.
Yeah, would you happen to know, did you see it coming from far out or just, for a second? Do you know where it came from?
I could tell you a little bit, but again, I don't want to get too into it. I saw it in my rear view mirror of my car, and then I saw it out the left driver's side window, and it had gone over the Interstate 395 that I was on, and went to the area just kind of near where the Air Force Memorial is now, a little bit lower down the hill, and banked to the right, and then it put its engines at full throttle, and then went, would be directly perpendicular to the wall of the Pentagon, and it just went full speed right into the Pentagon.
So, the Air Force Memorial, so it would have went over the Navy Annex, I guess?
No, it didn't go that far up as the Navy Annex. It was, it was below, actually, where the Air Force Memorial is.
Uh-huh. And so, and you've seen it with...
There used to be, some kind of a gas station there. I went to that point.
Yeah, that Citgo gas station. So it would have flew over that, or...?
It was over that when it banked sharply to the right.
And did you happen to see it hit those light poles?
No, I didn't see that. I think the... I didn't read about the incident. It's only what I witnessed. But the light poles, I think, were on 395 because the plane was just behind my car, almost over it.
Mm-hmm. And did you see that taxi cab at all that was hit by a light pole? Or?
No, that would have been behind me.
Oh, yeah. So it was where that memorial is now, in front of the Navy Annex, it would have... I'm trying to understand what you mean. It went...
The memorial would have been below the path of the plane.
So, what do you mean below?
When the plane banked to the right, say over to the Citgo station, and then headed toward the Pentagon, the memorial, which I haven't visited, would have been below the plane's route.
So, below meaning the plane was over it, or?
Yeah, the plane was over it.
Okay, because I had talked to somebody that was in the Navy Annex, and they were in their office, and they said it came over to their right shoulder. They were in... so it would have been more, it wasn't so much more towards the Arlington Cemetery side, or?
No, it wasn't toward the Arlington Cemetery side. It was from, well, from the best I could tell, it was either, it was probably coming up 395.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, so basically, like you said, you seen it hit with your own eyes?
Yeah, but I saw the whole thing in slow motion.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, people have said that.
So, you know, I saw the whole plane, the wings. I could see each window on the plane, and I couldn't see any people, fortunately. I remember looking at the tail and seeing like it was a silver plane, but I couldn't read what the inscription was on the tail, and I remember being surprised by that. But the thing that really frightened me was that the landing gears were not down, and I thought, oh, if a plane's going to land, it has to have the landing gears down, you know, which is kind of irrational, but kind of rational, too.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, these guys that are going around that are saying, you know, the plane never hit the Pentagon, it flew over the Pentagon, and people were deceived into thinking it hit the Pentagon. Like, you're like living proof, obviously, that that's not true.
It's 100% false.
Yeah. Okay, well, I understand it's like, you know, a very upsetting event, and I thank you so much, sir, for giving me the time.
I can tell you one more thing, like, because this tape I have, it's I don't know if you know about or remember the tape of the Kennedy assassination.
Oh yeah.
That I see this tape in my head the same way, and I can wind it backwards and forwards and see the plane in all different positions, including the plane like 10 feet from the Pentagon wall.
And it was like leveled out when it hit, kind of deal, or?
Just leveled and hit like about at the third floor, as I recall, and it was just, it went in without any buckling at all. It just went straight in, and to me, because everything was in slow motion, it was like swallowed up, but nothing happened, and time went by, and then the flames occurred, and the flames were about two or two and a half times the height of the Pentagon.
Yeah, like I talked to one lady, and she said it seemed like the plane just melded into the building.
That sounds perfect. Yes, it just was swallowed into the building.
Yeah.
These conspiracy theories about, I don't know, the Navy sent missiles and all this stuff. And I mean, first, they don't make logical sense. Like, where did the plane go after that? And why are those people dead? But I saw it. There's just no question at all that the plane went into the Pentagon wall.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, it flew like it was above the memorial, and kind of like it went over the Citgo gas station, and that was its flight path.
It banked, and because I was seeing it in slow motion, it appeared as if it stopped over the Citgo gas station as it was making like almost a right angle turn. And that's when it revved its engines up to full speed and, like, started its charge towards the Pentagon.
So I've talked to people, they said it kind of like it was in a dive, and then it leveled out and then came into the Pentagon, like just maybe inches off the ground or whatever?
It got lower because the highway is raised there. And I don't know if I'd describe it as a dive, but it went lower over the Sitka station, which was necessary for it to be at the same level as the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Then, as I said, banked, and I thought rather navigated rather well for what it was doing, and you know, those engines really were revved up as you know, as a plane does when it takes off.
Yeah.
So that it would have massive, major impact.
So you would say, like, when it was, like, very precise in the way it, like, flew into it, like it knew exactly what it was doing kind of thing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the hitting, like, I think it was the third floor, you know, it was, like, the five floors, and so it hit, like, right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And did you stop after it hit, or did you just stay on the highway? Did you get out of your car or anything? Or?
I pulled over and just watched the flames for a while because I thought, all those people dying, I have to bear witness. This is American history.
Yeah, yeah, like it's like the biggest thing in our lifetime, I think.
For me.
I can imagine, if you know, especially seeing it yourself, it must be like, you know, that's pretty heavy stuff to witness.
Yeah, so I think that's all I can say about it. That's more than I had planned to say.
Well, yeah, like, sir, I really appreciate it, and I thank you so much, and you take care and have yourself a good weekend.
Okay.